Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know what I hate?
Is that what everyone voted for when they asked people to vote for the...
Yep. So, to be fair, the other options were terrible.
Okay, I don't understand that segment.
Hey, you want to dig up some bones for you?
Why does Glenn always have the worst one?
Why does Glenn always have like Kyrie Irving?
Anything you say, Spike, because you and me is pals. That's right, isn't it, Spike?
That's what he wants to talk about. Tyler and Garvin, his producer, say, what do you want to talk about? And Glenn wants to talk hoop.
That's load it. Management.
The ball movement is the movement of the ball guy.
I don't take no math from the bartenders, neither.
Ordway's yesterday was NBA's one and done rule. Yeah,
why is he like? I don't understand that.
Hey, Spike, you want to play ball? Huh? You want to play ball?
I think that's stupid.
Well, they're right about that one. Though. Your suggestion sucks.
Are they that stupid? Do they not understand what we're trying to do?
You mail it in every single week.
We're trying to fix it so that the best one.
No, we're not.
No, see, again, what are you talking about? What are you talking about?
You're trying, Lou? You're really trying?
Yeah.
You knew he had the best one.
Hold on.
What do you mean? A lemon law for dogs?
That is a great
time. You ever get a puppy within a month, sit there and say, what the hell am I doing? Can I get my money back and get a new one?
Do you know this is National Pet Day?
Is it?
Yes.
Well,
are
so
you saying this a National Pet Day?
Whatever it takes.
You want to piss off the pet owners?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Hey,
throw it out there right now.
I'm just telling
piss
you right
off.
Now. You get a dog, you need to make sure it ain't broke. It's like a car.
You want to play ball? Huh? You want to play ball?
Huh?
I basically did that with my dog.
You did?
The first dog I had. I had it for like maybe... About three months. I realized it was psychotic.
Emotionally, if you can handle it.
Kim, where's the receipt for the dog?
Yeah. And we gave the dog away. We gave the dog away. It's now a police dog in New Hampshire.
Jerry's
fighting
trying to,
crime.
Good for him.
Jerry's trying
biting
to
biting people, biting every burglar.
Jerry's trying to find a lemon law right now for his co-host.
That was me.
Oh, that's so.
See, because you guys are buddies, and you could do that.
Yeah, Spike.
Just protecting
my guy. Yeah,
protecting my
guy. What you said.
But that's awful. You can't send a pet.
Hey.
You got kids. What about the kids?
No. That is an excellent idea. Wait.
What do you tell the kid?
At this point, I think my kid might drive his ass. I'm just letting
oh, really?
You know.
He's down on the dog?
He might be down on the dog.
Really?
Yeah, he might be a little.
Why would
you say, Spike? Because you and me is pals.
You were so excited about that, Doug. Then came the vets bills.
He was.
$2,000, $4,000, $6,000, $8,000.
You know what keeps you from...
him every time he tries to put his shoes on.
You know what keeps you from sending the dog back or giving the dog... We're not talking about putting the dog to sleep or, sending it out for a long walk, right? That's
Six
not what we're talking
financial?
About. No, the fact is that there's a shame element that people put on dog owners, people who purchase dogs, rescue dog, whatever, and they say, well, you adopted this dog. Would you do this to a human being? Well no, it's a human being. So I'm not going to do it
make
to
that,
a human being.
Although you could make the case for that, too. I'm just saying.
Well,
you know,
I mean, I've had one of those situations myself, but the fact is that they shame you. Oh, you bought this dog. You got to work it out. You got to go the distance. No, you give the dog away, and you don't feel bad about it. You go get another one.
Yeah, sure, Spike. Sure. I'm always a cat.
That's better behaved. That doesn't bite your kids. That doesn't attack the UPS guy.
Thank you.
Are you kidding me? What are you doing? That doesn't throw up when you drive it in the car?
Yes. See, that's all it was. That's a good conversation.
It was all personal.
Meanwhile, we can talk about the one and done.
Guess what? You want to know
next? Oh, my God.
I got a good one this week.
He tried.
I got a really good one.
I can't wait.
I got a good one. No, I got a good one. I got a good one. I'll give it to you now. You want me to tease it for you right now? I'll tease it for you right now.
No, I don't want to.
I want to hear it.
No, save it. Save it.
I'll save it. I'll save it.
So this is what you're doing now. We're shaming you so much that you're coming up with your ideas ahead of time.
Yeah.
You're just not as creative. That's the problem. You're
not
willing to share your personal stories, your personal issues. Issues at home. You're too protective. You would never tell us a story of something that happened with you and your wife or your kids or
I'm not,
some embarrassing
moment.
I'm
not callous
you
like
open
Lou.
Up.
I don't sit there and rip my dog on National Pet Day.
No, you wouldn't open up.
You don't do that.
You're too protective. You think, I walk in really high-profile circles. People think highly of me.
I got a good one.
I can't let them disrespect me, my ideas.
I got a good one next week. By the way, Jerry really get pissed off today because I love it that they do headlines and then, three of the four guys don't understand what the headlines mean, which is pretty good. But today got a little bit Well, Mutt had an idea of that drone at Fenway Park last night. He was fearful of that drone at Fenway Park last night that it was going to wipe out the city of Boston.
Did those guys talk about the drone over Fenway at all last night, or was that just a TV thing? Because this drone, it is weird.
Someone needs to explain to me.
You can fly a drone over Fenway Park and apparently not get in trouble for it?
Why does that bother people? I don't even understand.
Oh, my God, you idiot.
It's illegal.
The drone could have some sort of weaponry on it.
I guess because it could have a bomb.
Of course it could. Why are you laughing at that?
It does seem a little extreme. People think it's like, they see it and they think it's like an attack.
It's an attack from aliens.
So there was a drone over Fenway Park in the ninth inning last night. And apparently the FAA is looking into it, but they don't know where it came from. They don't know who was flying it there. And you're saying, why should people care about this? Drones drop bombs. There's not like just Amazon packages.
That's not that kind of drone.
Of course
drone.
They do. Yes, it could be. You don't know that.
This isn't the kind of drone Obama used to blow up weddings.
How do you know that, Jerry? Have you seen those type of drones?
How do you know that? Same thing? This thing was one by one. It was made out of plastic.
So the best was, Jerry brought a bomb earlier, and it was like it just grabbed onto it.
Oh, drones drop bombs.
They drop bombs.
Well, I will say this: have you guys ever seen? There's actually something. There's drone racing.
Is there?
There's drone racing where, and it's actually pretty cool. They take these old abandoned warehouses, and they create this course. You know, and each drone obviously is color with red, blue, or green, and they have their own little course that they run through, and it's amazing how fast and how just precise these things are. Now, could they drop bombs on your mom? I'm sure if it was big enough.
Well, I'll say this. It is, I don't know if it's, again, it's not the Obama drone. I think that Mutt
thinks
it was.
Those are a lot bigger, a lot larger.
Right. I didn't even see it.
You didn't see it?
No. No, I don't know. And I'm way up there. And I just never really know. I know Mitch kind of stood up in the ninth inning. I remember looking up and thinking it was like just a red light that was in a building behind there somewhere. I don't know what the hell it was. But I'm not too comfortable with drones flying around Fenway Park either. I mean, I don't know. To me, it could have been very easy.
I know once you saw the drone, you realize, okay, there's nothing there. But if I was going to, if I want to be creative and attack people, like that would be something.
Well, listen,
you're not crazy, Glenn. You're not nuts.
I'm saying is hey, let's just send a drone over Fenway, see if we can get through it, and just, you never know. Then we find out, hey, how did you get through that? Hey, maybe we can do some different things and drop three or four drones over Fenway Park and do something to damage
people. Attack the drones.
We learned today. Freaking nuts.
We learned today that they ended up breaking through G-force fence or something.
So how did they do that? Think
those
guys are idiots?
I don't know. No, I think they're probably pretty bright about this stuff.
Drones drop bombs.
Bright people scare me.
They don't drop bombs, though. They're taking video.
I have so many thoughts today, Jerry.
So now you know how Robert Kraft felt. And he had the videos, the drones, and up on the side of the room, looking down at them.
So before we move on, I want you on record.
Yeah,
I'm right about Jerry, right? I'm correct.
What about
how Jerry is different?
I just told you.
I want you on record.
Do you ever listen to Lou?
No.
Because I know you agree with everything he says, but you don't listen to what he
says. Look at you. Look at you, little angry little man you are. Look at you getting all angry.
What did I break? I don't even know what the hell I did.
Oh, sure. I know where
he's
in a cast.
You said he's kind of pissed at what he's dealing with in the studio every day. That's why he's kind of acting that way. So,
I just
want
to make sure, because you have this association with Jerry, where you guys are very protective over each other.
You attack
and
people.
You guys are just,
I think Minahan left because you attacked him.
You're sensitive. He's sensitive. Dale is the only person who's not sensitive.
Oh, my God.
You're the only one. He's got the thickest skin in the building. The only one.
Stop it. Oh, my God.
Is that true they took Keefe off with Dale on Monday?
Yeah, that's happening.
And putting Keefe in morning drive?
Why?
On Monday? Is the third guy
the
in?
The midday guys don't have a show because of the 11 o'clock Red Sox start. So
suppose there's a rain delay.
In order for Keefe to earn that sweet paycheck, he's going to go into 4 hours with
I just looked at the weather forecast.
Wait, so hold on. So it's going to be Jerry, Mutt, and Keefe?
Yes.
Oh, I like that. I'm into that. Jerry's going to be odd man out, though, now. He's going to be
Mutt and Keefe got their little chemistry.
Yeah, they got a good little connection going. We also have the pregame show that we used to do. So I should join in.
So is Keefe.
I wonder if I could do that. Why don't you and Jerry do the afternoon?
Why don't you
I will
just,
take
why don't
the
you
morning.
Just shut up and
hold on,
sit
can
there
we do
just...
this? I'm not even kidding. Can I do the morning? Can we ask Joey if I can join just to do the morning on Monday? And you can have your Jerry time in the afternoon. One-time deal.
No, but just you two, though. I got to go somewhere, too, then.
Why don't you come with us?
I'll go at night.
Are you working the game Monday?
I'll do the game instead.
There you go. Good. Then we just program the show.
I'll be Drellick. I'll answer calls for like an hour after the game.
Can you ask Jerry? Can you ask if Jerry's okay with it? Why don't you text him because he'll answer you right away.
I'm sure he'll be fine with it. Why
ask
him?
And then ask Joey if that's a possibility.
F no, he said.
He also had a classy tweet about Terry Glenn today, I thought.
You guys need your time. Jerry needs you.
Yes, I think that's what it's more about. I don't think Glenn needs Jerry as much as Jerry desperately is seeking some sort of peer who he feels is worthy of his affection.
Yes.
See, like, Mutt isn't worthy of his affection. Reamer is not. Minahan was.
I love you,
Curtis
brother.
Is not. Ken is. But you are.
You're right. You and Mutt would be a good show.
This has been awful.
We had me, Mutt. If I was going to break up with you two, it would be Mutt and Keith.
Hashtag
Keith would just push all the buttons, and Keith and I would go back and forth about,
stuff.
Like, you know, Star Wars.
Talking
and
baseball.
Wrestling and all those other fun things.
Yeah. Mutt and
kids.
Keith.
He's having a kid now, so we can talk about that. I can kind of mentor him how to raise his child.
Yeah, because you have seven of them.
I have seven of them.
So I've made all those mistakes for you.
All right. I get the feeling that Lou might be leaving us soon as well. Did you notice the chemistry last night?
I'm doing Monday Night Football next year with Sean McDonough.
The chemistry. The three head in the booth last night. It was electrifying. Yeah. We got it for you. Coming up next.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
OMF. We return to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Now the Red Sox and the Jays going to the bottom of the first inning, Sean.
Yeah, Joe, I forgot to do the drop-in guilt already. Starting lineups are sponsored by, as always, Wind River Environmental, New England's leading provider of septic, grease, and drain services. More in a moment.
Benintendi takes ball.
Wind River is also the premier waste reliever up and down the East Coast. I wanted to read this because it's fun. For home or business, Wind River has every septic.
Low it inside.
Grease and drain base covered. Learn more at wrenvironmental.com.
Just drag it out. Drag this thing out for half an inning. Why not?
That was fun.
That was good. It was good chemistry between the three of you. Did you notice the flow, the chemistry?
I did not know
that. No, you didn't know that?
McDonough was such a snarky
a-hole. Oh, yes, he is.
I had no idea. You guys probably have a lot in common because you're a condescending, smart ass.
What are you talking about?
You know, I mean, you guys.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Who wins? Is there a back and forth?
Yeah, the whole dark side of Joker's stick.
He had the whole stand up going last night. It was pretty funny.
Yeah.
We had a good time. And we still called the game. Which is amazing.
Hey, it was like a talk show.
Did you do a talk show?
That you could actually, it was conversational where you could actually call a baseball game.
Danny for Quincy on line
and have
three.
Good conversation in between.
Yeah.
So it was amazing. Nice. Breath amazing of fresh air.
Alex Cora on your radio show. Did you have that on a radio show?
Was that on OMF from 2 to 6?
Was that on the flagship WEI?
I believe it is,
in Boston.
I like the fact that you guys are finally dropping the show name.
Well, he kept dropping ESPN and name dropping everybody. He had like 8 or 9 name drops, so I just dropped it one time.
You guys did it a couple times, right? I mean, I felt like there was at least a couple mentions because we've been trying to fight for this for a while. Joe will never say the name of our show. I don't think he can, it's never going to happen. But the fact that you guys were actually doing, I was actually impressed. Why would you not do it more? After every pitch,
Orbe Maloney and Fourier, 2-6.
After every pitch.
Yeah.
Do it after every pitch.
What's wrong with that?
Euphoria is going to talk
about subliminal.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah,
you
subliminal.
Know, I mean, like, what's more important, those games or this show?
Why don't you do this? Because I think Joe would help out the show.
How many times did I hear you in preseason games drop our show?
Never.
I did.
No, you didn't.
Never did.
Zolak dropped it.
Zoe does it every
He does it all the time. You wouldn't do it for us.
Every fourth play.
First of all, that's not even true.
Okay, I
did it on my TV show.
Zolak would feed his show. He would take care
please.
Of those guys.
Don't turn the page, okay? Don't be Alex Cora. But give me the read that they had with the commercial.
Oh, window.
Oh, the window world
yes.
read. Yeah,
there's
some trouble there.
Lastly, the score that everyone wants to hear. The name
All right. Now, there was a pitching change. Was I supposed to read this thing about Window World of Boston? Not a thing. It's worthy
of more
respect.
Well, when it happens in the middle of an inning.
There'll be more pitching changes, but I feel compelled. Who types these things, Joe? It's a lot of work, obviously, but who types all these
things? Probably our producer, Ben Charles.
Because there are a lot of, I don't mean to complain, but there are a lot of typographical mistakes.
Oh, really?
Here's the pitch. It's a strike into Blake Swihart, who's 0 for 2 tonight.
Autocorrect.
Well, on Window World, it says this pitching repulsement. R-E-P-A-L-C-M-E-T. It's just a nitpick. The pitch, a fastball, 92 down the middle. And on that legal disclaimer that we legally have to read, or WEEI gets in a lot of trouble, it says may not be reproduced. Not reproduced, reproduced. And I don't even know what reproducing is.
Wow. See, welcome to our world,
Sean. Now you know what it's like.
Oh, no. See, he's accustomed to working at ESPN, where they have like nine proofreaders of every mention copy.
Just bring up in the air, like you do sometimes, for trending. This is wrong. Why not? Not reading it.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah. Not reproduce. Reproduce. I don't even know what reproducing is.
Listen, if somebody doesn't do their job, Sean's right. You call them out right now. Who does these?
I think if he was there more often, people would obviously understand what the expectations
would
be.
They would get it right.
Yeah, they would get it right. Because they would be fearful.
There you go.
See, you're just not mean enough.
For their
you're
actions.
Not mean enough.
I'm going to be mean.
You're not.
You should be. Today.
You're
hey, Jerry.
But you're not
Jerry,
mean.
You're old. You're grouchy. Be mean.
You fit right in.
By the way, when you were talking about Sean is the most cynical bastard I think I've ever known in this business. If he decided on being himself doing a sports talk show, because he's done one before. He worked with us. With the old Big Show, and he also had one that competed against us, and he didn't want to be the real Sean McDonough. He wanted to protect his play-by-play stuff, and I get that. That was the more important to him. That was a priority. But if he really put his mind to it and did one of these talk shows, he'd be the best talk show host in the country.
If he was
be that good at it.
So we had a little bit of Tim Benz in him.
No.
Tim Benz was really his, himself on air.
You guys can't.
There was a dark side to Tim also.
We're not talking talent
loose,
level.
Loose talk first.
I know you like Tim Benz.
Still sucks.
Seems like
nobody
a nice.
I know you anymore.
Tim Benz seems like a nice enough guy. Sean McDonough is a different
Tim
talent
Benz
level.
To Sean?
That's what he just did. That's what he just did.
I'm not comparing them. I'm comparing
Sean, he's insulting you.
He pisses me off.
He even took a shot at our old guy.
Really?
Tim Nefert.
Oh, that's
unprovoked.
I heard this.
Back of the Herb Chambers Sprinter pregame show live from Fenway Park. Will Fleming, and it's a real treat to be joined by Sean McDonough, who'll be on the call with Joe Castiglione.
Wait
and
you get to know me a little better, Will. It won't be such a big
Sean,
treat.
Sean, you finally made something of yourself.
I really have. I just can't wait for Tim Nevert to show up. We're looking forward to calling the game together tonight. I thought he would have been here a little earlier than this, but apparently still stuck in traffic.
What did it mean to you to walk back in?
Hold on. Will Fleming. You got to respond to it.
No, what are you going to do?
You don't move on.
What are you going to do? Spend 5 minutes on that?
Well, if you hang it, he'll bang it.
He come back with something, man. Jeez.
It was a lot of fun. It's nice to have a little personality there, sitting with you, talking.
And some
the game.
And some talent.
Very.
What was the issue with the unprovoked? Like, why would he be ragging on Tim Nevert? Like, where did that come from?
It was a joke. He was joking.
No.
He knows what happened
really?
Here.
Yeah. Okay, so I know, but still, he was not even part of it, so he was just piling on.
I just can't wait for Tim Nevert.
You like
to
that
show
type
up.
Of person? You okay with that?
Yep. As a matter of fact, yes, I am. Well, he heard it.
So I wonder what he heard. He probably heard the games, right?
Calls last year. Yes,
he's actually got the perfect. Just tone and cadence for because it's dry.
He's doing like 36
games
this year.
No, McDonough.
Yeah,
because there needs to be, and you guys have a nice little chemistry together.
Let's go. I've known Sean forever.
What you do is keep score. I feel like Phil Rizzuto. I keep looking at Lou's scorecard.
That's okay. I'm here for you.
You
have a WW there.
WW wasn't watching. One of Phil Rizzuto's trademarks. Bill White came back to the booth one time. He had been out of the booth. He looked at Scooter's scorecard and said, "What's WW?" And Scooter said, "Wasn't watching." And that guy was at the plate. Strike on the inside corner.
So he didn't score the game last night?
No, he kept looking over like every inning. Like, what the hell happened last inning? Like, just kept giving him the card. Like, just kept scoring. No, he was just having fun.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he just basically... I mean, it was like 5 minutes before the air. He's like, "Now, what do we do? Do we... what am I going to do? They do the anthem read." He's like, "Is the anthem on the radio?" He's like, "No." He's like, "Why the hell am I doing a read for something no one's hearing?"
That's a good point.
But it was just then what we do. Do I do the lineup now? Like Joe's like, the line is like a pause, and he's like, "Now?" I'm like, "Yeah, now."
The national anthem moments ago was tremendous. I'm glad to know that you guys get sponsorships for things that nobody in Radio Land actually hears, but take our word for it. The national anthem was tremendous by the Westboro High School Ranger Marching Band.
I mean, it was all night long. You know, it was just like, what am I supposed to do, a read here? What do I do now?
So
I throw it the break?
The funny thing is,
it's over.
The funny thing is, I saw all the management people and the salespeople going to the hallway, and they were all ecstatic about the broadcast. And Sean was great, and the horse. Did they realize that Sean was just ridiculing half of the stuff?
I don't think they got it.
They didn't get that.
Well, okay, so that part was great. So I want to hear. I heard that he made the call on Mitch Moreland's home run.
You did.
The
pitch, fastball, hit high in the air, deep in right center field, and gone into the Red Sox bullpen.
Way back.
Mitch Moreland has done it again. That's the fourth straight game in which he's had an at-bat that he has homered. And the Red Sox all the way back from 5-0 to tie it up at 5-5.
Ooh, that guy's got some pipes. All he's missing is a little Denny Matthews, a little lisp to him.
You're talking about you guys ridiculed him yesterday for, you know, breaking his voice, you know, doing a little dog whistle.
Who was ridiculing him?
John.
Last year, facing the Boston Red Sox.
No, because when that's
six.
When his voice.
You can have that guy.
Those are pipes.
I would say this.
Because
I know it sounded like he didn't, you know, like maybe people were kind of getting on him a little bit for that.
Yeah.
But if it wasn't Sean McDonough, and if it was somebody else, you probably would have been like, who is this guy?
Yeah.
But when it's Sean, you just sit there and say, well, the guy's very good at what he does, all of them, all, you know, whatever sport it is.
Yeah.
And he just took it from, you know, it was a good humor moment. More than anything.
So yeah. So you guys are working together tonight?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
They'll hate each other.
Eventually they'll hate each other. The history of the Chiefs with a touchdown for Kansas City.
That was good. I thought it was good.
The backstory of that is fabulous.
Yes, we got Baltimore tonight.
Okay.
And then Monday as well. I got the weekend off.
Okay.
Monday.
Did you happen? I know you know what, you were doing the game last night, so you don't.
No,
you
there's
don't,
no way he heard this.
You didn't. I don't know if I want to do this now because I want to. I want it to breathe.
You want it to breathe?
I
okay,
want
let's,
to breathe
let's take a break
because this. Jim Rice is my new favorite analyst. I
oh,
never.
No. What happened?
Now that I know
what happened
after hearing him, there's a whole new level of words and phrases that I can say that if he didn't get in trouble, then I should never get in trouble.
That's okay. A little sentence structure issue, but not a big deal.
You got to hear this.
This Hall of Famer.
I think it's going to mess with his mind a little bit.
He's a Hall of Famer.
I've never heard this said on any TV broadcast, regional or national.
But you haven't watched Rice before then.
And nobody said anything about it.
Well, I can't wait.
You are. Coming up next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Let's get you back to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Your humble servants here, Lou and I, don't want to tell you what to do. You've been doing this for 37 years, but I believe, based on our hour-long drop-in meeting, if there's a broken bat, you're supposed to read something. Are you not?
You are right, Mr. McDonough. Thank you so much.
Like page six.
Staying on top of you.
He is observant. There's no question about that. Another broken bat? Well, maybe if they use the bat made with lumber from CCL, Cape Cod Lumber, this never would have happened.
Of course not. Do you have to do that every time there's a broken bat? Or is it discretion?
Once a game's enough.
Jeez, imagine if I was playing.
I'm
good God, we selling lumber left and right.
That's funny, Lou. See, Lou coming up
with a
funny
comedian.
Line. It's a comedian.
Well,
we had fun. Look, you put him in with a good group, and look at the lines fly. Do they really do that? They do drop-ins when we have a broken bat?
Well, I think it's just one, maybe a couple, but I don't know.
Wow.
I never heard that before.
No, I never heard that
until
one before.
Sean either. Reminded him. Maybe we didn't know we had to do
He's on his game.
Yeah, he is.
So, I don't know, you guys.
Broken bat?
So, you guys, you obviously didn't watch the post-game
no.
show. So
I was stuck on 93 because that's a good time to do lane work, apparently, all
oh,
night
here
long.
We go again.
Hour and a half
pitch,
on 93.
Blame
in the,
pitch, pitch,
10:30 at night. Two lanes, one lane, two lanes, one lane.
Hey, old man, we have to take Jeez. Care and maintain the roads.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Right.
Do you want to drive through potholes like all day long, or do you want a smooth ride? When are they supposed to fix the roads, Lou?
Not on a game night. They go on the road next week. How about do it then?
Not on a game night. They're going to look at the Red Sox schedule now.
Yeah, please. No, no, they don't. It's not the Red Sox schedule. It's Lou's schedule. All right, so you missed it, so you didn't hear it.
Bruins are home. Sox are home. Go ahead.
Yeah.
do it tonight, the revolution of playing.
Yeah.
This is Tom Karen, Jim Rice. So I think the question was they were talking about Mitch Moreland and how well he's been playing and how clutch he's been. And Jim Rice gives this analysis.
Where would this team be without Mitch Moreland right now?
If you watch the swing, it seemed like the ball's away. Mitch, there's a tendency he's trying to pull those balls. He tried to go out and try to hook the balls. But if you notice on the home run balls, he stayed in. The body's not, we call it bail and whaling. He did not bail and whale on that ball, that first home run he hit. That ball was right down the poop shooter.
If you go back to 2017, there's a 25-game
stop. Wait. Right down the where?
Tom, wait, did you hear what he heard? Losing
no,
it.
Let me hear that again. The ball was right down where?
Bail and whaling. He did not bail and whale on that ball, that first home run he hit. That ball was right down the poop shooter.
You go back to 2017.
Listen to TC.
No, you got to hold on. Don't laugh. Because you got, so, okay, first of all, he said poop. Can I say poop shooter?
He's just dead.
Oh, yeah. He's dead.
Okay, well, you have a dump button, so you want to protect him. Okay,
what's another week suspension?
Don't worry about it. I've never heard that in my, I've heard it. But I've never heard anyone use the term poop shooter to describe anything on TV.
Or baseball.
Baseball, football. Whoa.
It's a baseball term.
Can you imagine Terry Bradshaw, Michael Strahan? I'll tell you what, Tom Brady, he threw that ball like it was right out of the poop shooter. Can you imagine if they were doing that? They would just, you would do that. Is it allowed?
I love
that. So, you got to listen. So, TC hears it, obviously he's the pro that he is, and it takes him a second, then he realizes what Jim Rice says, and you hear him giggle like, holy crap, did we just say this?
That first home run he hit, that ball was right down the poop shooter.
If you go back to 2017.
He can't even keep it in. He said, this guy just said poop shooter on TV.
Right.
Am I alone in this analysis?
We call it bail and whaling. He did not bail and whale on that ball, that first home run he hit. That ball was right down the poop shooter.
If you go back to 2017.
I think TC was probably accustomed to that with Jim Ed Rice.
Is there anybody else?
No, he
does. Can Charles Barkley say, hey, they shot that ball right through the poop shooter?
Well, Jim Ed Rice said it last night. He got away with it. Nobody's, you know, bitching and we're laughing about it, right?
We're laughing and whaling.
But he says,
Whaling.
He says some stuff, though. That Jim Ed Rice, you sit there and go, what did he just say?
That's the first time I've ever heard that. Do they need to tell him? Do they need to tell him, listen, don't say everything you're thinking?
That ball's right down the poop shooter.
Yeah, right down the middle.
How many times does Jim Rice say something?
Well, you sit there,
what is he talking about?
Curveball up and away, then a fastball, then a head. Next thing you know, there you go, TC.
Right, but that one I understood. The poop shooter, at least I understood.
I just said that. I was like, wait, what?
If you go out there and pretend you was going to butt, I think it's going to mess with your mind a little bit.
By the way, go back to the question. He never answered the question.
Let me hear the question.
He never answered the question.
Yeah. Where would this team be without Mitch Moreland right now?
Hold on. So the question was where, because Tomasi had an article.
Yes.
Right? We'll get into that, right? You have it.
We're
right,
doing
right?
it next.
Where would this team be without Mitch Moreland?
Great question. It sounds like it was edited. Was there more to it?
Well, I just took out, who was the first answer? It was who's
Tim Wakefield was
Wakefield.
Also in
Wakefield was just blah, 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 blah. I love the Red Sox. Blah, 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 blah. I don't want to lose my job. Blah, 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 blah. So there's a lot of ass kissing. Okay, there's a lot of ass kissing. I mean, let's just be honest.
Thank you, Mr. Henry.
Which is fine. Thank you. Thank you for the room.
Thank you, Mr. Henry.
Tyler had it in there. I was like, why are we keeping what
then
he's saying?
Then he says, blah, blah.
He's not saying anything. So I told him to cut it out. So you're right. Wakefield was first, but I forget about Wakefield. He doesn't say poop shooter. Okay, so the question
He would
was,
never say poop shooter.
The question was, okay, where would this team be without Mitch Moreland.
Where would this team be without Mitch Moreland right now?
If you watch the swing, it seemed like the ball's away. Mitch, there's a tendency he's trying to pull those balls. He tried to go out and try to hook the ball. But if you notice on the home run ball, he stayed in. The body's not, we call it bailing whaling. He did not bail and whale on that ball, that first home run he hit. That ball was right down the
pool.
Okay,
so you go back to 2017.
Well, what's the answer?
No answer.
I did not answer the question.
You know what?
I was so focused on the poop shooter that I didn't even know. And maybe that's the trick.
I swear to God, he never does. I swear to God, he's got like earpods in his head and he's listening to music or something totally different. And when TC starts asking him something, he just blurts something out.
Poop shooter.
Poop shooter. Yeah. You're going to use that today? Well, you use pimping.
I might.
I think that's a trick.
I never heard pimping.
Well, I wonder if that guy called up Jim Rice and said he doesn't appreciate poop shooter.
Doesn't
you want to pimp a home run?
This guy was not happy with you.
Can you please try to say poop shooter tonight?
Tonight?
I mean, honestly, I will give you $100 if you say poop shooter.
The ball's right down to poop shooter?
Yes. This is... I mean, Joe...
Did I get a look from Joe or just go over his head?
Sean
would probably, his eyes would bug up. Look at me and go... Okay.
You go back to 2017.
Is that where we're going with this?
He asked me before the broadcast. He's like, so swearing's fine, right, on the broadcast? Do whatever you want.
Never used to do it all the time.
Yeah, do whatever you want. I do it all the time. Go ahead. He's like, okay, good.
Dude, but we have a button.
That's what I told you.
That broadcast is live. This is on delay.
Oh, whatever. We'll see if he goes.
When Minahan was here, we were on a 2.5-hour delay. Remember that?
Why can't you treat that telecast
like we did last night?
Like it's on HBO.
Well, not on HBO. Like swearing?
You control by the FCC.
I would say, why can't we treat it like we did last night? Well, that's the way it could be.
Can Sean do 162 games?
Well, no, that's just the way it could be. And that's the way, you know, it'd be nice.
Like a talk show.
It's conversational.
Kind of like a talk show.
I want my We like to call it conversational with personality.
You should have a segment at the top of the seventh called You Call It.
And then we can call Glenn and say, what horse bleep topic do you want to use?
I got a great one next week. Those guys in the morning are going to love this one next week. I think I got a good shot of winning. It's an audience that really has been deprived. So it is an actually good question. You're right. John Tomasi wrote about, where's he working right now? Saugus Advertiser or something like that. Where is he working? I don't even know where he's working anymore. Where would the Sox be without Mitch Moreland? And then you look back at it, and again, he had a major hit in the game last night. So they lose that game without him, right? How about 0-13? And he breaks it down. His pinch hit 3-run homer in the second game of the season erased a 6-4 deficit against the Mariners. Red Sox win that one 7-6. His 2-run double in the 6th inning against Oakland April 3rd tied the game. The Red Sox eventually would win. Okay, that was the bounce off of third base in the 9th inning. 4 days later, Moreland's solo home run in the 7th provided the 1-0 win, the only run they scored against Arizona. 4 wins, 5 massive hits for Moreland. Forget about his numbers. He's batting .275, 12 RBIs right now, OPS of 1.106. They would be winless without Mitch Moreland.
Maybe.
Winless.
I mean, every big hit he's coming up with right now. I mean, everything. Yeah, offensively, no, it's him. So right now, hopefully, and J.D. Martinez is swinging it well right now. I'd say those two guys are kind of nice and locked in. Bogey's having good at-bats, drawing walks, hitting the ball hard, but everybody else, you're still searching a little bit. Got to find it.
You still worried about the hitting because you were worried about the hitting the other day, last week?
No. I just said that.
No, you're right. They're not hitting. You're right.
It would eventually, just like the pitching would come around, it's all timing for them. And tonight would be a good opportunity to get back on track. Just catch up as much as you possibly can.
Well, they're playing a bad team.
Toronto was a bad team.
They almost got swept by a bad team.
I thought Seattle was a bad team. Oh, really? Oakland was a bad team.
It's more pitching, right? And this is the thing, Eovaldi. You know, he's not, and you know, we had this discussion before when they signed him. He's not what you think, fans. He's not postseason Eovaldi. He's not dialing it back. He's not throwing 93, 94, wait till you see 98, 99 Eovaldi.
He's hitting the gun.
We did in the postseason. This is the exact same guy. He's always been inconsistent in his career. Always been inconsistent. Always had great stuff. Thrown his cutter a little bit more now. Okay, great. Still had great stuff. And this is kind of where it is. This is what you get. You know, 3-run bomb the smoke. That wasn't the problem. The problem was you come back, you walk the next guy, and then you give up an absolute missile to that kid, Telez. So, you know, the 3-out home run, 3-run bomb, you're like, you know. And this is what we're seeing from the staff. They can't limit the damage. They just they give it up, and then they feel bad for themselves. I was like Sale the other day. You know, it's 3-2 games, second, third, two outs. Now we're going to have miscommunication.
between you and the catcher with Vasky. Pass ball 4-2. Stolen home. Guy stole home 5-2. Well, yeah, I mean, it was 3-2 didn't sound so bad now, does it? Now it's 5-2.
No.
Same thing with Eovaldi last night. 3-0, 5-0. He's inconsistent. He's got great stuff. He's always been there.
What did they measure that home run last night?
Initially, they came out with 505.
So that's the Ted Williams red seed, isn't it?
The longest home run ever hit at Fenway. And then they came back, it was 449, which is right.
Yeah.
505.
I don't even believe the Ted Williams red seed. They tell everybody that he hit it there. There's nobody alive that can prove it, right?
But that was a bomb.
Well, not anymore. Maybe Joe.
But they got to get better starting pitching.
Should have asked the drone.
Don't worry, E-Rod's tonight.
Dropping bombs.
The drone.
Drop bombs.
You can tease butt all you want. Those drones will attack your ass.
Yeah, they will. But you know the funny thing, and you and I saw them the other day, and we were amazed. So they've got at least six guys up on the roof. They stand on the roof up there, which is a frightening
Snipers.
Thing. And they've got the guns and the whole works.
They're freezing their butts off.
Oh, my God.
Their hands are in their pocket. They're not looking for anything.
Would you want to take that thing out?
Take it out.
What do you take it out?
Take it out.
And then just drop it.
You're a sharpshooter. Yeah. Take it out.
You got a silencer. Take it down. Just drop it second base.
Land right next to Rafael
How
Devers.
High was it, though? I mean, I just saw the video.
Seemed like it was pretty
it.
High just watching it.
On TV. Honestly, I saw Mitch Moreland call time, and you're looking out in the outfield, like, what? Looking at the stands, right? It's beach ball, first off.
Mitch
everything's just,
bad.
I don't know. You're up there, and everything's like down. You know where we are? Everything was just down. I'm not looking up at the skyline to see if it's a nice moon or stars out, you know? And I didn't even notice it. And apparently it was there. It got low a few times.
You know what I think? You know, Glenn and I noticed this, and we have a suggestion for the radio crew.
Oh, talk to me.
We feel that your booth should be in center field, not behind home plate.
Why?
It's a better view.
Oh, yeah?
It's a better view. It's a better overall experience.
Well, but you get to see the TV monitor, so you're actually watching the pitch come in from center field.
The grass is beautiful.
We were actually sitting out there for a while right next to the camera in center field that picks up the pitch.
So, you know, noticing so we the right pitch, out. You can see everything. I feel you can see everything so much better.
We tore the park.
You guys, like, hold hands?
He stole a tomato.
We tore the park, baby.
He stole a tomato.
Yep.
What do you mean a tomato?
There's a tomato. There's that whole garden back there.
There's a garden up there.
He took a tomato.
Off the fence?
Yeah. I had to push him over.
Listen, so another day we're going to rip on fat people? Fat people can't jump over fences?
You know that they have video cameras of such offenses.
Oh, shit.
Imagine the video comes out of that.
That's all right.
Maybe you should talk to your high-priced lawyer.
Hey, John, Linda, I'm sorry.
Well, you know what? And the other thing is, why can't we should do a show. I mean, he said it's already been done. I said, oh, we should do a show for you. He's like, well, the big
done.
Show. We did the show back here before.
Of course, took a trip down memory lane.
But you do Sunday Night Baseball when they did, like, in the first row of the Green Monster?
Yeah.
We should do the show drunk.
Yeah. Well, that
we
too.
That. Yeah, we've done that too.
We should do that.
You want to do a show during the game?
Yeah.
I love it. Fourier, it's
but
2000.
The game is
fun. It's like a picnic.
You
we
were griping the other day that you had to go to Fenway for an hour or
because
show.
Because I don't like,
do
I, oh, yeah, because we sit there, we go for, we literally sit around all day
just
to
amusing.
Do an hour, and then we
you
do
got
an hour
some tomatoes
extra.
Just amusing. Like he'll tire out. Go ahead, guys, just amusing.
Got lots of energy. You know what tonight
is. It's 2019, Kirsten. Everything's been done. All you're doing is copying somebody else's.
No, listen, you haven't, hold on, for the record, everyone who heard or saw you do your old stupid bits, they're all dead. Okay, so we have a new audience right now, and they're younger. So you can recycle them, Glenn.
We had Jim the Wrestling Goon 3 weeks ago call up. He's alive and well. Well, maybe he's not well. He's alive.
I would think a guy like you would be smart enough to take advantage of that. Well, you know, back in my day when we did,
I love it, though. When you come in the show, you come on. I get this great idea, and we're sitting there going, oh, it was done last week, the week before.
That's not true.
2 months ago.
Give me one.
He's not as old as Callahan sometimes.
I'm not as angry, though.
Give me an idea. Let's do a movie, all right? Without a soundtrack, without sound,
that's just stupid. You should have stopped where you were ahead.
Bad suggestion.
You were getting some music, you know, to kind of you know help you out. But give me an example, something that you have done that of an idea that I have replicated.
I don't believe we should move any people around on this radio station right now. I think there's been too much movement, and it's time for everybody to settle in and stay there.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay,
no
but right now, after today's show, why don't you do Monday with Callahan?
I asked.
And Mutt. Why don't you
No, first of all, I wasn't going to do a show with Callahan. You were going to do a show with Callahan. Callahan was going to come to the afternoon, and I was
going to
give you some buddy time.
I'm not going to the morning.
So I want to go in the morning.
I'm a senior here.
Is Keith really going in the morning? Is he prepared for the rain out so then he can go from 6 to just 2?
Oh, boy.
Well, that's a good point.
I mean, is he, you know, it's not going to be nice
weather.
Why
do you think they selected Rich Keefe to do Morning Drive? Do you think it was because they thought the chemistry would just be electric and we're going to add Keefe? Or do you think it was because he's not working between the hours of 10 and 2 because there's a baseball game on.
Yeah.
So therefore, we got to make sure that he works his ass for
They're going to get their money's worth.
He's key. What do you think? Put a poll out
why
there.
Why isn't Dale then?
Dale's
seniority.
Dale's Dale.
Seniority. Dale sits there and says, nope.
He says,
I'm going to be hungover from game 2 on Saturday.
What does he say?
Hold on a second.
Nope.
I will give you this, Glenn. Glenn's terrible at impressions, but you do a tremendous Dale. And there's no fear in it. I have a little fear in my voice when I do a Dale impression.
Why fear?
Well, because I just...
you know there's a dark side?
There's a darker side to Dale that I just don't ever want to...
There's dark side Dale.
This has gone icky balooky.
You know, I felt nervous, even though, because I said, you know, that the Bruins are going to lose in 6. And sure enough, hey, nothing like, playoff hockey. And sure enough, the boringest game of my life.
I think a good chip lollipop.
I'm telling you right now.
You sit through the whole thing?
I did. I just told you I did.
Fast forward.
No. I fast forwarded. I watched
them skating real quick.
First two periods.
I thought Toronto was skating fast.
First two periods.
They were real fast.
First two periods. And then I shut it off, and I was like, I'll finish it up in the morning. I'm like, this is so boring. You know what? People who said there's nothing like playoff hockey are probably producers or directors who are trying to get attention to this.
That last night's game was a bad game.
Oh, stop it.
In a football game,
okay, even if you have a bad drive, maybe at least somebody's making a big catch or a good block or a good run. You sit there and he goes back and forth.
Turnover.
Okay,
penalty shot.
So you had three big plays. You had three big plays in that game.
Yeah, so you said
that's it. Three big plays in 3 periods.
I had 4 goals.
Is that enough? You're talking about the breakaways. Yeah, 3 breakaways.
A couple breakaways.
All right. Awesome.
You didn't like it?
I'd rather watch reruns of the Mighty Ducks. How about that?
That was about hockey, but those were active.
That's my point.
They couldn't skate
that
well.
That was a story, I tell you. That could really happen. Oh. Tension, intrigue.
They lost one of the Bash brothers.
Yeah.
Really troubling.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know what I love, though, the day after? We talked about this yesterday. Tuukka Rask has got so much to lose from a reputation standpoint. And already game 1. They're all over him. I'm reading the Globe. And they got Fluto's all over him. Chad Finn is sitting there over him.
Chara or Rask?
No, all over Rask. Did I say Rask?
Yeah.
Fluto?
Yes. Yeah.
Like, Chad doesn't know hockey, so I get that. But Fluto? Right.
Knows radio.
Like, how do you rip Tuukka Rask after that game last night?
I have no idea.
Like it was his fault?
I have no idea. I saw it, though, on Twitter.
The first goal that was tipped, like, twice, hit the post. He looked to his right, didn't know where it was. It pops left.
Now, to use the old term, stand on his head. He did not stand on his head last night.
I thought he was pretty good. The penalty shot?
Well, how about the save at the end of the second period? That right there?
I'm just saying.
But
Nylander's like, you know, okay, a little stretch pass. Hey, Bruins, they like to do that. They like to do that. So how many breakaways are we going to put on Tuukka Rask?
They're coming at you with odd man rushes, and what are you supposed to do? You can't stop everything.
You should look at
right?
the guys in front of them.
Yes.
They can't control the puck.
Awful.
They can't get the puck out of their own zone. They can't start any offense because they're over the, puck management? Zero puck management. How about that? Maybe a little bit of nerves.
Stay off the boards.
Some of the kids.
Stay off the boards.
NHL hockey, the world's faster team.
How about Bruce Cassidy moving Bergeron line around
Dale,
a little bit?
Hey, I tell what, Dale was a little critical of the old coach today.
Did
you
put on Tuukka Rask?
Yes.
What? How do you put that on Tuukka Rask? Was there, what was the bad goal?
They thought he should have stopped the breakaway.
Well, that is kind of
in the penalty shot, they thought he could have done a better job on.
Well, he might have been able to poke it. That's about it.
Yeah.
He got too close. He might have poked it with a stick.
But isn't that kind of.
But you see that move? Mitch Marner. I'm not going to get on him for not stopping that game.
It wasn't a great game, but he got no help at all.
He is paid to stop the other guy from shooting the puck in the net.
He's not paid to be defend breakaways left and right.
That is his job, right?
Is this you, the former goalie?
What do you want me to do? Yeah, I don't let anything.
Keep it out of
me.
The poop shooter. That's what you want to do. Make sure it doesn't.
It's a hockey term. That's what it is. It's a hockey term.
That's a 5-hole. This is the poop shooter. And all right, we take a break. We'll get to your phone calls. We'll open up the lines at 617-779-7937 right here on a Friday edition of OMF.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all.
All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.